all the years that I've wasted trying to find it, all that I go through for my peace of mind. Let it all go out the window, no smoke in my eyes. I can hear the wind chime. It's always been you in the back of my mind. Early blue morning, when everything's cold, I see you running, all covered in gold. There's nothing else that eases my soul. I let it all go out the window, no smoke in my eyes. I can hear the wind chiming. It's always been you in the back of my mind. When there are others, I do the routine. I dance all alone, I try to be seen.
Isn't it so good to be back? So did you miss me, everybody? It was actually so nice to have a couple of weeks off, and I really enjoyed them. Although I was busy, it was nice to just kick back every weekend and relax a little bit with the community. And I know this is a little bit late, but I really do hope that you all had a fantastic Easter. So now we're back to normality, I hope. Although there will be a couple of weekends that I will be missing due to having to do CPD courses and stuff like that. But hopefully it won't be too often. So let's get back to it. Why can't people share or express their feelings? Just because somebody cannot share their feelings, or at least doesn't express them, or who hides them, doesn't mean that they don't have them. Just because you don't see them sharing or expressing emotion doesn't mean that they're not internal. They may come across as being strong, independent, confident types. That does not mean that they don't feel, and feel quite deeply. Would you believe me if I told you that there was a name on this, and it's a technical term, and please forgive me for those who can actually say it, I'm going to make a cock up of this. It's called alexithymia. At least I'm hoping that's what it's called. And what it basically is describing is somebody who has difficulty in defining, explaining, or expressing how they actually feel. Now, for some people, they might find it very difficult to put anything more than the basic emotions, like happy or sad, into words. And although they may feel a wide variation of different emotions, when it comes down to it, they actually have to put a label on them, and they can only use the basic labels. Now, sometimes the struggle itself can go deeper than an inability to express their feelings in words. In fact, they mightn't even recognize their own feelings or their own emotions. For example, if I annoyed you to the point of frustration, well, more likely you'll be able to describe that it's anger or annoyance or whatever. Those with alexthymia might see it as a tightness in their muscles or a tension in their head, or maybe even have difficulty in concentrating. But they don't see this experience or its connection to the emotion of frustration. Now, before I give you a few pointers on this, I really have to point out here that at this stage that you see the different examples that I'm going to give you as possibilities rather than absolutes. Because as we know, everybody is different and everybody will experience an emotion in a different way. So the reasons that are underlying our motivations towards our feelings, our thought pattern, especially for those who would struggle with communicating these emotions, will vary from person to person. Now, having said that, I'm going to give you a list of different things to consider, especially around people who don't know how to either explain, define, or express their feelings. Now, this can be anybody that you know or somebody that you don't know. Again, remember that these are not true for everybody, but they might just give you a little idea or a better understanding of the possibilities of what's going on underneath the surface of a person. So, number one, people who find it more difficult to express their feelings or recognize their feelings can be sensitive even to the smallest of issues. In fact, they may struggle with tiredness or an exhaustion, especially when dealing with these emotions all the time. So much so that they think it best not to say anything at all. They might even have a fear of being rejected if they open up about what they're feeling. I heard it once said, or did I read it somewhere? Can't remember. Wherever I heard it or read it. And I think it was from a behavioural scientist, Clarissa Silva. And I think she said that rejection is not just disempowering. It erodes your self-esteem and alters your decision-making ability. So true. I know with some of the people I've worked with over the last few years, when they can't express their emotions, it's sometimes because they've had a hard time actually recognizing them, even to themselves. Do you know, when we're aware of our emotions, and this can be challenging in itself, but it's even more challenging for people who've never been in tune with their emotions in the first place. If you were a child in a family where emotions weren't mentioned or even discussed. So, for example, if I'm a young child and I'm told not to cry, you're a big girl. Or if it was my brother and they said, no, you know, big boys don't cry. Now, if I feel sad, what am I going to do about it? And as I become an adult, how am I going to express my sadness when I won't even recognize it? What do? I avoid it. Here's one that we all know. Number three, people who struggle to express their feelings can use sarcasm to avoid conflict. That same woman, Clarissa Silver, or Silva, can't remember what it is, she also noted that if in expressing emotion results in creating conflict or chaos around you, you will actually opt not to be expressive. You may even be afraid of your own anger or confrontation or conflict with others. So much so that in actual fact, you use sarcasm in order to stay clear of conflict. For example, if I look at the likes of anger and resentment, I know that expressing these emotions might lead to conflict and chaos. What do? I choose to keep my emotions hidden inside of myself. So take a step back for a moment and ask yourself, do I do that? Do I know anybody that does that? Number four. Maybe those who can't express their emotions are scared of being vulnerable. The fewer a person that's sensitive, then you're going to avoid emotional vulnerability. Because the fear of being vulnerable is a fear of rejection and abandonment, especially if you've been hurt before. So you're going to do everything in your power to avoid being hurt again. And we see this a lot in relationships. If you've been with somebody for a very long time and that relationship falls apart or breaks down, you can find it pretty hard and pretty scary to put yourself out there again. Because those who've had that experience in the past of being hurt will find it very difficult to open up to another person. Number five, And here's the thing, and this goes specifically for men, but not exclusively. Those who cannot express emotions actually might feel that it's a sign of weakness. If you think about it, we live in a world where being upset about things can be seen as you're a wuss, or you're a sissy, you've no backbone. So we start being rational. We think that being rational and in control, especially of our emotions, is the way to go. It's also, I don't want to appear vulnerable or weak. Full stop. And here's the thing, expressing yourself must never feel like a weakness. So if you're afraid of judgment from others, if you can't express your feelings to them, then they're not the people that you should have in your life. Get rid of them. Kick them to the curb. Because it says more about them than it does of you. Number 6. Emotions that have been hidden for so long, they're usually coming from a past hurt. When an emotion is not expressed, it has to do with a hurt from the past that just hasn't been healed. Because you're dealing with a part of you that you've locked away and therefore cannot express it. Maybe you were betrayed in the past by something somebody said. So why would you open up to somebody now in your life today? What you've actually done a lot of the time is unconscious. And what you've done is you've built a wall around your own heart so that it doesn't get hurt again. Another word for this is repression. We repress the hurt and the heart and we bury it so deep in order to cope. And this has to do with not wanting to get hurt again because of something that happened in the past. Number 7. And here's something for those who want to help others to express or acknowledge their feelings. Don't push it. Don't push somebody to express what they don't want to express, or maybe they're not ready to express. And you were a child, and there's somebody made you feel that emotion wasn't valued or wasn't accepted. Well, it's going to take a hell of a lot of work to replace that message and to begin to identify those feelings without shame, without judgment, or even the fear of somebody else judging you.
Just stay brave. Here. here beside me. Oh, happy days, running on the open fields, we'll stay brave.
Okay, now there's just 7 little points, and I'm sure there's many, many more, that might just help you to understand where somebody is coming from when we talk to those who cannot express, refuse to express, or don't even know how to express their emotions. So let me sum up a little bit for you. People with alexithymia, and yeah, I know I'm saying that wrong, but I might be close, which, by the way, did you know comes from the Greek word a, lak, lexis, word, thymus, emotions. So it basically means lack of words about emotions. Can't be any clearer than that now, can it? Now I also must point out that this alexithymia is not a mental health disorder. It can be part of a mental health condition, but it's not a disease. So it can't be diagnosed by a doctor. It's like, why do we call a table? It's just a word to describe something. People with alexithymia will have problems with introspection, or in other words, observing their own mental and emotional process. They may experience confusion around sensations within their own body, which is connected to emotion. They may struggle and have difficulty in communicating their emotions to others. How would I know somebody has alexithymia? Well, they might have difficulty, obviously, identifying emotions and feelings. They may have problems with distinguishing between emotions and the sensation within their body and how they can relate to one another. Obviously, they're going to have difficulty or at least limited ability to tell people how they feel or even to share those emotions with others. They may struggle or have difficulty in recognizing or responding or both to the emotions of others, and this would include the tone of voice, the facial expression. They may also have a lack of imagination or fantasy. They will have a very rigid thinking and a very logical mind that they will live out of that does not include emotion. And of course, when it comes to stress, they won't have or they'll have very little coping skills. They may even appear to be rigid, humorless, or even distant. And sadly, they won't have an awful lot of satisfaction in their life. Now here's the thing. Nobody actually knows what causes this. However, there are some studies that have been done that suggest it might be one of the following or even a combination of a few of the following. But I don't know how true this is. Genetics. Research was done on this on twins. Now I can't remember when it was done, but it indicated that there may be a genetic component to alexithymia. In fact, you're more likely to have it if you have a close relative who also has difficulty in expressing or sharing or identifying their emotions. Number two, the environment. Actually, I think it was in the same study, and it indicated that a environmental factor also played a role. Now, the environmental factors would include childhood trauma, obviously, the presence of a physical or mental health condition, or even a psychoeconomic factor. Number three, the brain injury. And I know there was a research done on this not so very long ago, that people who had an injury to the part of the brain that is known as the anterior insula, hope I said that right, that may experience higher levels of alexithymia. So what then can be the risk factors? Well, I think one of them would have to be, if you're male, you might experience this more often than women. Another risk factor is advancing age or having a low level of education. You might even experience low emotional intelligence. Or you might even have a low socioeconomic status. And let me point this out again. Alexithymia is not a mental health disorder. In other words, no GP, no mental health professional will be able to formally diagnose it. However, there are questionnaires out there that can be used. For example, the 20-item Toronto Alexithymia Scale, or TAS-20. This looks at a person's ability to be able to identify their own feelings and to be able to separate these from physical sensations. It also looks at their ability to communicate feelings to other people. It also looks at learning towards how we show external-oriented thinking rather than introspective. And there are a number of other scales and questionnaires and all of that that you can look up that'll give you an idea of what I'm talking about. Did you also know that alexithymia has a strong connection to autism? And that was a study done in 2018. It also commonly can co-occur in other mental health conditions, including depression or PTSD. Because if you think about it, if you're depressed, who do you tell how you're feeling? And especially those with PTSD, who do they share it with? 8 times out of 10, they don't. They hide it and they try to avoid talking about it. They try not to even think about it. So they disassociate from it. So here's a couple of questions for you lot. What emotion or feeling do you hide from? What feeling or emotion do you not share even to yourself, even though you know it's there? Somewhere in the back of your mind, you know it's there. Even those with eating disorders will hide from emotion and will try very hard not to connect with certain emotions or feelings. And of course, the obvious question then is, well, why am I hiding from my emotions? Why do I not want to identify it? Why do I not want to experience it and let it go, especially if it's a negative one? So I suppose what I'm trying to say in all this is that alexithymia is not a condition in its own right, but it is an inability to recognize and to describe emotion, and of course, in communicating those emotions. So how do I deal with it? How do I learn to connect with my emotions? How do I connect with anything to do with myself? Well, first you have to learn to sit with yourself. You learn to take time in distinguishing and connecting bodily sensations, your behaviours, your reactions to certain emotions, and then learn to share them and express it in whatever way is possible. But remember, it's a process, it's a journey, and only you can do that journey. But you don't have to do it alone. Ask for help. Stay well, stay safe. Namaste.